ভক্তি হইতে হয় প্রেমা উৎপন্ন, অতএব শুদ্ধ ভক্তির কহি লক্ষণ। Now he says, one who is, when one is situated in pure devotional service, he develops love of God. Therefore, let me describe some of the symptoms of a pure devotional service. Shuddha bhakti hai tihai. Shuddha bhakti. Pure devotion, prema utpanna. You can have Krishna prema only through Shuddha bhakti. Ateva Shuddha bhakti kahiya lakkhan. So I shall tell you about the Shuddha bhakti. Anya bhajajita sunyam jnana karmat jana vritam anukullena krishnanu silanam bhaktiruttama. Then, first class, devotional service, supreme devotional service develops, one must be devoid of all material desires. Knowledge obtained by monistic philosophy and fruitful action. The devotee must constantly serve Krishna favorably as Krishna desires. Anya vansha, anya puja, sari, anya jnana karma, anukulle sarvendaye krishnanu silan. A pure devotee must not cherish any other desire than this to serve Krishna. That is called anya bhilas. No other desire. Only one desire, only to worship Krishna. He should not offer worship to the demigods, other demigods, or to mundane personalities. He should not cultivate artificial knowledge, which is devoid of Krishna consciousness. And he should not engage himself in anything other than Krishna. And Krishna conscious activity. One must engage all one's purified senses in the service of the Lord. This is the favorable execution of Krishna conscious activity. Chal.
Yes.
Ehi Shuddha Bhakti ha, ehi Shuddha Bhakti ha, vaitre prema hai. Vansaratre Bhagavate ehi lakkhan kai. These activities are called Shuddha Bhakti. Your devotional service. If one renders such pure devotional service, he develops his original love for Krishna in due course of time. In Vedic literature like the Pancharatra or Srimad Bhagavatam, these symptoms are described. Sarvopadhi vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam hrushikena hrushikesam sevanam bhaktiruchyate. This is from Srimad Madhya Lila, Srimad the robot is Bhakti Asamad Sindhu quotation. Bhakti or devotional service means engaging all our senses in the service of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master of all the senses. When the Spirit soul renders service unto the Supreme, there are two side effects. One is freed from all material designation, and simply by being employed in the service of the Lord, one's senses are purified. Sarva upadhi muktam tat paratena nirmalam. What is that upadhi? What is that upadhi? That upadhi is that I am only Krishna Dasa. And if I consider myself as something else, this is that upadhi. Upadhi means it is not an imposing thought that I say that I am a sannyasi or a brahmachari or a grihastha or a brahmin or a kshatriya or a vaishya or a sudra or I belong to India, I belong to America, I belong to Germany, I belong to this country and this country. This is all sarva upadhi. Thus, tatparatya nirmalam, you must surrender yourself to the Lord and you will be pure. Purity can be achieved only and incompletely surrendered. Hrishikena hrishikesha. Hrishika, all my organs. Through all my organs, I must worship Him. How? By eyes I will see the Murti of Krishna. By ears I hear the glories of Krishna. With my head I touch the lotus feet of Krishna. And with my nose I smell the flowers of tulasi given offered to the Lord. And by tongue I take the prasad, the prasad left by Lord. Lord, using my navedya, He gives, throws the remnants, and those remnants are called prasad. That prasad I will take, Hrishika. And with my hands I will do some service of the Lord. With my legs I walk to the temple of Lord Krishna and go around Pradakshana Tamburi Krishna. Sarvapadhinirmalam tatparatyanirmalam hrishikena hrishikesam devanam hrishika. This is all my senses. Master Krishna. Krishna is the master of my senses. I will enjoy devanam bhakti vachidya. This is called bhakti. Madhuguna stuti matrena mayi sarva guhasai manogati ravichinna yatha gangam vaso ambudhau. Just as the celestial waters of Ganges flow unobstructed into the ocean, so when my devotees simply hear of me, their mind comes to me. I rise, reside in the hearts of all. Madguna Siddhi Mahatrena. Those who hear my glory from my devotee, Siddhi Mahatrena, Mayi Sarva Guhasai, I am residing each and every soul. Sadguna, Manogati Ravichanna. Always my mind must remember him. As Gita says, Manmana Bhava, Madhakto Bhava, Madhyadi Bhava, Mamnoskur, Manmana Bhava. Become his devotee and always remember, as the gopis, they remember Krishna. When they are serving their children, serving their masters, serving their parents, and milking the cow, and serving the cow, the milk, in all these activities, they always think about the Lord Krishna and His glory. That is called Manogati Ravichanna. That Ganga water, Ganga is permanent. Ganga because in Himalayas, at highest, Himalayas is the highest peak of the world. It is higher than Alps here in Europe. But Himalaya, Mount Everest is the highest. And from there, this ice, snow, melting from always throughout the 360 years of a day, the ice water will be flowing. And always there will be rain. About rain, small rain. So, those waters, they are called Ganga water. Those will come from Gangotri. The Ganga Devi is the widow of Lord Krishna. While they were coming down, then Bhagirathi was born in Surya Vamsa, and his forefathers were burning now in the Ganga. Burning there, you have got this place from Calcutta, Diamond Harbour.
Ganga Sagar.
That Diamond Harbour where the Ganga joins the sea. And there, the ancestors of Sukadeva, Bhagirathi, they were burning. Why? Because our incarnation is there. Who is that incarnation?
Parashvara?
No. Who is that incarnation? Lord who told yoga. Yoga.
Kapila.
Devahuti Kapila. Kapila was performing penance. And now Indra. Then Sagara Maharaj was performing sacrifice, yajna, and Indra came and took away the horse because Indra wanted to, was envious. Why? So he will take my throne if he becomes Indra. I will have to go down, so not to destroy that sacrifice. He carried away that horse and he placed that horse near Kapila and went away. Now the Sagara children, the years of children, they are in search of the horse and they saw the horse is tied near Kapila. Then he said, this fellow has brought the horse. Now, he is closing eyes, he is performing penance. Catch him and kill him. So saying, they came And they were, they want to take revenge, but Kapila Sanjaya doesn't know this, because you are borrowing his balance. And when he openly dies, then all of them were burning. They were burning. There, Sagara Maharaj came to know that Vasa is burning because they have committed offense at the feet of Kapila Acharya, and through his sight they are burning. Now, what is the remedy? And his son tried, he could not. Other side, son, child, could not. Now Bhagirathi was born. And Bhagirathi went that side and saw that their forefathers are burning. Now, how can he stop burning and send all these forefathers to Vaikuntha? Then he performed a penance, and in that penance it was told that he must bring Ganga from heaven. And when it is settled that Ganga is ready to come down, but Ganga said, nobody can carry me, if I fall on the land will go down. So there must be one who can carry. Who can carry? Who can carry? This Lord Shiva can carry. Then he offered the prayer to Shiva, and Shiva accepted. And Shiva stood, and in his jata, Ganga Devi fell down. And from there, Kailasa, the Kailasa on top of Himalayas, Kailasa. And from that Kailasa, Ganga Devi came down. By coming, attractions are there. The all peaks, how can water go? Then he performed tapas of Indra. Indra sent Airavata. The trees of Airavata make hole of this great mountain. Water was flowing, that is Ganga. And that Ganga, welcoming Jatramuni, he took away Asamana, he took away Ganga. Then again he offered prayer to Jatramuni, Jatramuni revealed it. Then he came to this Calcutta, near Calcutta. Then Bhagirathi also was coming.
Bhagirathi.
And Ganga was following. Ganga said, I don't know. Wherever you go, I will go.
And Kaka started saying,
he said, Mother, my ancestors are now burning here. You go, I don't know. You should go to our path. Then Bhagirathi entered into the place. He died, and Ganga immediately came and purified all the ancestors. This is the way how Ganga came to the world. Now that Ganga, Tatha Ganga Masa Budho, Ganga water entering into the sea, always other rivers are there, but 360 days the water never enters. They are called lifeless rivers. One river, Ganga, is with life. So, all the 24 hours a day, 30 days in a month, 12 months in a year, and from the beginning of it is flowing. So now, a devotee also, when he hears this all glories of the Lord, and Vadguna Suti Matena Mayi Sarva Guhasaya, I am in each and every soul, I am. And if I hear my glories, then definitely Manovatira Vichena, that mind, his mind, it has a link with the Lord. Link always. A devotee will have link, mind link with the God. But a non-devotee cannot. Ours also, we only know your prayer. Tanuiti Nama, we may have. Or by repeating Namam also, my mind will be thinking of something else. Vaishyari Krishna, and mind is roaming. So it is very difficult. And that is why only those devotees whose mind is with the Lord Krishna, I am He, Madguna, Yathagangam Vaso Madhur, that there is no partition, no separation from Krishna. The devotee's mind is not separated from Krishna, even for a second. His mind is like Ganga water. Ganga water is pure. In the world, no other water is pure as Ganga water. If you keep Ganga water for thousands of years, it never purifies. Nowhere, no other water can. You have the same result. Only Krishna. So he says here, Lakshanam Bhakti Yogasya Nirgunasya Udavartam Ahituki Abhyavahita Javakti Purushottam. There are the characteristics of transcendental loving service. Transcendental. Why? It's a Lakshanam Bhakti Yogasya Nirguna. This is called Nirguna. What is Guna? Guna means Sattva Guna, Raja Guna, and Tama Guna. Triguna. We are all under the influence of Triguna. And this is the progress, product. The whole world is the product of Guna. Now, there are the characteristics of transcendental loving service to loving service to Purushottama. Purushottama? Who is the Purushottama? Akshara Brahma and Kshara Brahma. Kshara Brahma is the world. Akshara Brahma is Atma. Akshara Brahma and Kshara Brahma. Superior to Kshara Brahma and Akshara Brahma is Purushottama, Lord Krishna. Now he says the Supreme, the Personality of Godhead. This Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. Supreme Person. Supreme Person. It is causeless and it cannot be obstructed in any way. Now, that bhakti is causeless. Causeless, cause and effect. Why do you do bhakti? Not without any aim. Only aim is only Lord's. You must not touch your knees. You must not touch. And now we do bhakti, because he is our beloved Lord. There is none except him. We don't want anything from him. We want him. That is bhakti. Therefore, do the service and want something else, then it is not bhakti. And if you do bhakti, then you think that I want him. That's it. Nanaka prushtam, nasa paraveshtam, nasa arbhavukham, narasa adhukattam, na yoga siddhi, apunar bhavamma, samamda satvam virahatvatansi. The Vrishasura, who was fighting in the battlefield with Indra, he says, Indra, you kill me. You have manufactured the weapon with the bones of Dadhichi Muni. Now I will die. Kill me. I am right to die. Then Indra thinks, I have killed his brother, elder brother. And now I have committed Brahmahatya. Now if I kill this fellow, another sin will be there. So it's not. Then he said, why should I beg this fellow? Oh Lord, I don't want his throne, Indra's throne. Not the throne of Brahma on the seventh world. I don't want. No sarvabhaumam. All the universe is given, and the master of universe, the title, I don't want. Sarvabhaumam rasadivattam. I don't want to be the master of the Rasatala. All siddhis, Arima, Lagima, Ishita, Vasita, Pratya, Prakanna, 18 siddhis, Vitti. 18 siddhis are there. But through one siddhi you can become atom. One siddhi, Mahima, you can become broader than Himalayas. And another siddhi, you can read the hearts of all. Sitting in one center, you can know whole world. It is television. That is a siddhi. And anima raguta, very light, like air. Your body will be like air.
And these are the
results of Artha Siddhi. Here it is shown. Bhakti Yoga as described. My devotees do not accept Saloka. Prince, Saloka, Sarsti, Sarvapya and Sami. These are liberations. But the moksha. Moksha is Saloka. To be in that planet, I will attain liberation. After liberation, I will be in the loka, Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha loka. And then sarthi, I can have the opulence of Mahavishnu. And sarupya, I can have my form, my will be like Vishnu, Sankatakar Gada Padma, four armor. That murti I can have by liberation and sarupya samitya. I will be always with him. And sadhya I will merge in him. Though Panchavidha murti is offered by Lord, so Uddhava says, Uddhava accept. No. Jiyamanamapi Nagurunhanti. Though I give these things, these are rejects, no, I don't want. That's like Prahlad. Prahlad, you want, what do you want? Prahlad said, I am your servant, what shall I want? I don't want anything. I don't want anything. So that here says, Saiva Bhakti Yoga Aksham, Atyanta Gaudhavata. Yesan, Yenati Brajya Trigunam, Madhbhava Yoga Padjate. Bhakti Yoga, as described above, is the ultimate goal of life. By rendering devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one transcends the platform of direct devotional service. Now here he says, this mukti, this salvation or liberation, is not wanted, even the liberation also is not wanted by the devotee. He says, I don't want. I don't want liberation. Everybody at least dharma, artha, kama, these things are perishable. So imperishable is liberation, moksha, moksha. That also says, I don't, I reject, I don't want. So this is called Bhakti Yoga. What Bhakti Yoga is? This is Bhakti. But you must have sufficient knowledge. No, I cannot able to understand this. I must surrender to the Lord. Lord will make me understand. Yes, the son of Kadmam Pradapati and his wife is
Kapila.
Kapila and son is Kapila. Kapila's mother.
Devahuti.
Devahuti. When Kadmam took sannyas, then he told, you, your son will be born, and you asked him, I'm going to make it. So he went today. Now he says that what happens with the liberations? Now he says, the mother asks Kapilacharya, mother, Bhakti Yoga, Atyantika Udahi, this is Bhakti Yoga, it's not this Bhakti Yoga, Atyantika Udahi, Trigunam Madhbhavaya, it crosses Triguna. Mamoguna is the lower depth. Then after that, Rajoguna. Then after that, Sattvaguna. Sattva sanjayate jnanam. Through Sattvaguna, one can attain jnanam. What is that Sattvaguna? With Sattvaguna, those who have more sattvika bhavas, guna, he will talk very mildly, very silent. He will never quarrel with anybody. And his food, sattva food, prasya, sinsya, sira, utya, ahara, sattva, fruits, all fruits, milk, and sattva, and whatever he speaks about the about these Lord glories, he speaks, and action, though he do charity, sattvika charity. And though he performs tapas, sattvika tapas. So it is told in Gita, Bhagavad Gita, 17th chapter, 19th chapter, Trigunam. You read Bhagavad Gita, you will understand what is sattva guna, what is rajo guna, what is tamo. If sattvika will be satisfied with the vegetarian food. Radhasika, Natamasika, Radhasika feels happy every given soup, a hot chilies, hot hot, or like in Nilkar Kabi food, hot hot. So that heart is called Rajoguna and Tamoguna. That a piece of flesh and keep it in the refrigerator and daily they cut little and roast it. This is Tamoguna. This Tamoguna should be avoided. They should not take, they should not allow this Tamoguna to prevail. And Tamasic, give up. And Rajoguna, also they should give up. They should embrace Sattvaguna. Now he says, this bhakti, bhakti, bhakti. This is bhukti, bhukti, not bhakti. Bhukti, mukti, praha, javat, vishati, udivartate. Vavat bhakti sukham bhodho. Vatam abhyakraya bhagat. When bhukti means enjoyment, mukti, liberation. These two things are there. How can I understand about bhakti? If I give up these two, then only I can understand bhakti. If not, I cannot understand bhakti. The material desire to enjoy the material world and the desire to become liberated from material bondage are considered to be two witches, and they haunt one like ghosts as long as they want. As these witches remain within my heart, how can one feel transcendental bliss? Witches means, you see, they are like ghosts. Ghost. If they enter into my life, into the body, then they are dictated. I will never be dictated by sastrams or by sadhus. That ghost will dictate me. They will do this. They will do this. Because he is not under his influence. He is the under the influence of this God. So he said, Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya na vise. Regularly, so he said, regularly rendering devotional service, one gradually becomes attached to the Supreme Person. Now, how can we be attached? Regularly, we must do the devotional service. Service that can help devotion. And that service is not bad. Those are not. Prema Buddhi Krame Naam. Snehamanam pranaya, raga anuraga bhava mahabhavaya. Now he says, adav sraddha, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, anarthana bhutti, nishtha, ruchi, asyati, bhava, prema, sneha, mana, pranaya, raga anuraga, bhava, mahabhava. These are the 16 qualities. This tama guna and rajo guna, no, give up. And sattva guna also put down. Beyond sattva guna
is
sattva guna, visuddha sattva. That visuddha sattva is the womb of Vasudeva. Vasudeva is that visuddha sattva. His body is visuddha sattva, not sattva. Sattva is a guna. This guna is a matter. The matter has no link with the spirit Krishna. Krishna is pure, like a mercury. And this Krishna is called Sat-Chit-Ananda. Sat existence. He always exists. Satta and Sat-Chit, that is Chaitanya, that is knowledge. What is that sattva? It is knowledge. And sattva chitta is knowledge. And bliss, ananda. Now we enjoy ananda. That ananda and sattva and the wisdom or knowledge, three combined are the Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna has three. This is called energy. Energy abheda. Shakti shakti mator abheda. Shakti is energy. Energy and that energy which contains heat called the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord as well, these energy are one. Prema buddhi krame sneha mana pranaya. Now prema, the supreme prema vidhi krama. Now, basic aspects of prema, when gradually increasing in the different states, are affection, adherence, abhorrence, love, attachment, further attachment, ekatasi, and great ekatasi. The gradual development of love may be compared to different state of sugar, but there is the need of sugar cane. Because sugar cane is not, in South America sugar cane be good. We are no sugar cane. And out of this sugar cane only we extract sugar. In the mill you cut it and the sugar in the cut in the factory. And when you crush it, that juice of the sugar cane comes out. And that they prepare this is crystals in the machine. It is called sugar. Now Godhead, the devotional service, in addition to these stages, there are vibhava and anubhava. Now he has told this to Rupa Goswami. Yes, Mahaprabhu is telling this to Rupa Goswami at Prayag. First he was telling this. Then he told to Sanatana Goswami at Kasi. He met Rupa Goswami at Allahabad. Or in Kalprayag, where Ganga and Jamuna join. They meet. When Ganga and Jamuna meet, Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati also. But Saraswati antarvahini. None can able to see Saraswati. But they can see black, the water of Jamuna black. And the water of Ganga white, white and black they meet at Allahabad. Very big area, you see, Jamuna water, black. Black and white, Ganga water, they join there. That water comes to Calcutta and Navadvip, Mayapur, same one. But pure Ganga up to Prayag, from this side Ganga, that side Jamuna. Jamuna comes separately from Jamunotri, and Ganga comes separately from Gangotri. They are Badrinath and Badrinath and the Go. ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভ্রমিতে কোন ভাগ্যবান জীব গুরু কৃষ্ণ প্রসাদ লায় পায় ভক্তিলতা বীজ অ্যাকর্ডিং টু দেয়ার কর্ম টু দেয়ার অ্যাক্টিভিটিস All living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Some of them are being elevated to the upper planetary system and some are going down into the lower planetary system, upper planetary system. উদ্ধলোক ভূলোক ভুবর্লোক স্বর্লোক মহালোক জনলোক তপলোক সত্যলোক অতল বিতল সুতল তল তল রসল মহাতল পাতল অধলোক দিস ইজ আপার দিস ইজ লোয়ার প্ল্যানেটারি দ্যাট ইজ আপার প্ল্যানেটারি অ্যান্ড সম আর গোয়িং ডাউন ইন্টু দ্য রয়্যাল প্ল্যানেটারি সিস্টেম Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets on the opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master. Brahmanda Brahmita Kono Bhagyavan Jeev. We are wandering throughout the world according to our karma, prarabdha karma. How many but millions of us. We don't remember. And by roaming like this, now gradually, out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate, he gets an opportunity to associate himself with a bona fide spiritual master. And by the grace of Krishna, by the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the seed of the kripa of devotional service. Now he says, Mari vayyan kare chayi bija aropan svavana kirtana jale kare chayi. Now when he receives from the spiritual master that mantra of Naam. When a person receives the seed of the devotional service, he should take care of it by becoming a gardener of sowing the seed in his heart. A seed, if you sow it in the land, cleaning all the grass, and then so that seed, like that, my heart is the land, which is becoming a gardener and sowing the seed in his heart. This heart is a gardener, and he is the gardener, and he will sow that mantra. That mantra or the seed in that garden. If he waters the seed gradually by the process of Shravana and Kirtana. Now watering. Now you see the sprinkled water. Here to see that the seed gradually it sprouts and becomes a great tree. Now, if he waters seed gradually by the process of Shravana and Kirtana, now the sadhaka, and he received that mantra, and that mantra is watering. But he is repeating mantra, chanting mantra, and the seed will sprout truly. Then truly, then truly, it will grow. And that Shravana Kirtana process without worship is nothing. But the execution of Shravana Kirtana is meant for highly developed devotees like Haridasa. Thakur, who engaged in the Shravana Kirtana process without worshipping the deity. He was only doing Shravana Kirtana, not worshipping the deity. Because deity worship, there may be offenses. So many things you have to acquire, and you must be clean. And must be utensils must be clean, and must be pure. The material, the milk or ghee, everything should be pure. And you prepare it in a proper way, that should be offered. If not, no use. Therefore he says, the word Guru Prasad indicates the spiritual master is very merciful in bestowing the boon of devotional service upon the disciple. The disciple should get that. That is the best possible gift. The people must, as master, the spiritual master has to offer. Those with the background of pious life are eligible to receive life's supreme benefit and to bestow the benefit. The Supreme Personality of Godhead sends His representative to impart His mercy. His mercy endowed with the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The spiritual master distributes the mercy to those who are elevated and pious. Thus, the spiritual master trains his disciples to render devotional service to the Supreme Personality of God. If the disciple is fortunate, he can meet such a bona fide guru, and in Savarandas he receives mantra, and through that mantra he should practice, and practicing only repeating mantra, he may not do puja, because all the articles required for puja very difficult to gather. Anyhow, he says, This is called Guru Kripa. It is Krishna Prasad. Krishna Prasad, Krishna Mercy, that he sends to a bona fide spiritual master, to the deserving disciple. Master should be bona fide, and the recipient master is deserving. By the mercy of Krishna, one meets with the bona fide spiritual master, and by the mercy of the spiritual master, the disciple is fully trained in the devotional service of the Lord. Original cause, bhakti lata bhij. Bhakti lata bhija means the seed of the devotional service. Everything has an original cause or seed for any idea, program. Now, upadhyaya bade lata brahmand bheti jaye, viraja brahmano ka bheti parabhyama paye. As one waters the bhakti lata bija, or the seed, sprouts, and the carrier, and the creeper gradually increases to the point where it penetrates the walls of this universe and goes beyond the Braja and Braja river between the spiritual world and the material world. It attains Brahmaloka, the Brahma effulgence and penetrating through that yata. It reaches the spiritual sky and the spiritual planet Goloka Vrindavan. Now, when watering, it got Mali, those who serve the creeper. Their duty is to always give water is Shravana Kirtana. You repeat Hare Krishna, and here, that is only the water. So that Krishna mantra, which grows, what grows up, that mantra gradually takes you to the to end up this loka. Which loka? First is Bhuloka, then above that is Bhuvarloka, above that is Swarloka, above that is Mahaloka, above that is Janaloka, above that is Janaloka, Tapaloka, above that is Saptaloka, and above that is Brahmaloka, above that is Vaikuntha, above that Vaikuntha is Goloka. And that Goloka, Krishna Charan Kalpa Vriksha Kareyana. That creeper now goes round that Kalpa Vriksha. What is that Kalpa Vriksha? A tree. This yielding tree, whatever you want, it will be. Now it says, as one waters the bhakti lata seed, the seed sprouts and the creeper gradually increases to the point where it penetrates the walls of the universe and goes beyond the viraja river between the spiritual world and the material. That is Bhuloka, this seven worlds. After seven worlds, you must cross this viraja river. A river all round. And if you must Rajoguna, ignorance of rajoguna, the influence of rajoguna, lobha, greediness will be not be there. So if you go beyond that, then you come to material world, and then you come to Brahma Loka. And the Brahma effulgence and penetrating through that prayatam, it reaches the spiritual sky and the spiritual panel, then Goloka Vrindavan. Now it crosses and reaches Goloka Vrindavan. Tabajaya Sadupari Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna Charan Kalpa Vrita Sarvam. Being situated in one's heart and being watered by Sravana Kirtan, by hearing and performing, the bhakti creeper grows more and more. In this way, it attains the shelter of the desire free, desire tree. That is called desire tree. What you desire, you will get. Of the lotus feet of Krishna, who is eternally situated in the planet known as Goloka Vrindavan, and the topmost regime of the spiritual